Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
This is Not Skinny But Not Fat, and I'm your host, Amanda, bringing you the latest in all celebrity gossip, reality TV recaps, and anything happening in Hollywood right now that I just can't keep my mouth shut about. This is Not Skinny But Not Fat.
Okay, you guys, this season of The Bachelorette has been a fucking shit show. And who better to come on and talk to me about it than, I was going to say the infamous, but that doesn't sound good. Reality Steve, Steve Carbone, thank you for joining us today.
No problem. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, this is your, like, what is your life like right now with this crazy motherfucking season?
This is busy season for me just because we had 6 months off where I did nothing because there was nothing going on. But yeah, when the show is airing, that's when I'm busy because I write three columns or two columns a week and then a podcast every week as well. So when it's airing, yes, very busy because then when the show's airing, I'm also live tweeting. I'm putting it out on Instagram stories and Instagram posts. So yeah, it's a lot busier for me right now.
Do you only do this for the Bachelor Nation stuff or do you do it for other shows too?
No, just this. I've only just been spoiling The Bachelor. It's coming up on, this year is 11 years. So next, come January, it'll be almost 12 that I've been doing the spoiling.
Wait, what was the first season then that you...
It was Jason Mesnick's season, which was the first one where we had really a crazy-ass ending, if you remember that. He chose Melissa, and then he broke up with her for God knows how many years, and they have a daughter. So worked out in the end for them.
So how did you start? How did you one day were like, I'm going to spoil The Bachelorette? Did tips come to you? Did you know shit? And you're like, I'm going to put it out. How did it happen?
I was covering the show and recapping the show from basically season 3 on just for fun, just to make fun of it because it's such a silly, stupid show. And I did that from 03 to 09. And in 09, someone came to me who knew something about the Jason's ending. Mm-hmm. And said, hey, I got some info. I know you write about the show. I know you've got kind of a following. Just want to let you know, here's what happens. I was like, oh, okay. So I put it out there a couple weeks before the finale, and I said, this is what you're going to see in the finale. And nobody had any real reason to believe me because I had never spoiled anything. I had just been writing about it. So it wasn't until it aired that I was vindicated.
How did you disclaim it? Were you like, spoiler alert? Like, this was, you were...
Yeah, I told people, I said, I found out what the ending is going to be. And it's not what you normally think. Because normally it's just like, you know, get down to two at the end of this. And the ending, the finale played out like normal finales. He sent Molly home and chose Melissa, and they got engaged. But it was the after the final rose taping where things had changed. Because that was filmed way early in advance. So... yeah, I gave people the heads up, like, hey, this is what's going to happen. This is what you're going to see in the finale.
And when you got your first tip, was it like, were you confident that the person that told you was correct before putting it out?
Yes, because who it came from and the details that they knew.
I see. And still to this day, does everything you put out have to, were you ever wrong? Like, I try to not look at your stuff. I'm one of those, I don't like spoilers. So my sister always checks out what you say. And she's like, I know it's going to win. I have to tell you. And I'm like, no, I don't want to know. Obviously, it's different this season. This was probably such a different season for you because it was spoiled for everyone, kind of.
Yeah. No, I've been wrong in the past. Now, I'm a very analytical person. So when I say I've been wrong, there's different variations of the word wrong. Is it because I've been wrong when I initially released my spoilers, but corrected it to the correct spoiler before the finale aired? So there, I can tell you this. There's only been one time where I gave out the spoiler, it was wrong, and I never corrected it. And that was Desiree's season. But every other season, I have given out a spoiler. And if you tuned in on the day of the finale and read the spoiler that day, you would have known that what happened. But yeah, initial times I've given it out. Yeah, I've been wrong, I think, 4 or 5 times where I gave it out initially of what I had heard is the ending, and then it changed.
So is it always from tips of people? Is it always people, what do they email you? Like, people come to you and tell you? You have sources? Like, you have minions? How does it work?
Yeah, I mean, it's a myriad of people. There's a lot of sources. And I think a lot of it comes down to, I've been doing the spoiling aspect for 11 years. People know they can trust me with information. So I think people just feel comfortable telling me stuff. And I'm the only guy on the internet that does what I do in terms of this franchise, where season in and season out, you get basically an episode by episode breakdown of the dates, the roses, who's going home and wow, whatnot. So anytime anyone hears anything, I think my name has become synonymous with
this franchise.
Oh my
God.
It's just like, oh, the Reality Steve guy. Hey, I can give him a tip. And that's
good. Oh, 100%. And do you think the franchise, like the producers, Chris Harrison, do they like you or do they hate you?
They're not fans of me, but publicly. Like, they'll never acknowledge me. They will never quote me in interviews that they do. But privately, I know that they don't really care because all I'm doing is giving them free advertising.
Right. I was going to say, yeah.
But they'll never acknowledge me because there are still plenty of people out there who don't know me and what I do, and they don't need to draw more attention to, oh, hey, this guy spoiled the show. And the thing is, they can't really say much publicly because if they come out in interviews and say, this guy has no idea what he's talking about, well, all you got to do is look at my track record. Clearly I do because I've spoiled so many of their seasons. But then they're also not going to say, wow, yeah, this guy's good. He gets us every season. They're not going to admit to that either. So they just don't talk about me, period.
Wait, was there a season, aside from this season, which we'll get to in a minute, where you had no idea and you were like, guys, I don't know. Wait, was it Peter's season?
It was Peter's up until the last weekend before the finale. But the morning of the finale, I laid it out for everybody.
I still don't fucking know what happened on Peter's season. Yeah. He chose everyone. Everyone wins.
Yeah, I laid out that back when, during filming, he had chosen somebody. Because I was I didn't know what had happened. But yeah, the morning of the finale, I had said he chose Hannah Ann. They were engaged. They got engaged. And then he broke up with her in January. And then you're going to see him tonight with Madison, but I don't know how solid they are. And you know,
do you talk to any Bachelor people? Are Bachelor franchise people ever ones to give you tips?
Not really, just because the contestants are under an NDA, so they're scared shitless. And it's more or less, I can't get into, obviously I don't name sources and stuff, but there's a lot of ways to get information about this show. It's the easiest way I can.
Wait, are you hinting that people that like are on the show give you tips sometimes too? Like producers and shit?
No.
Okay.
They wouldn't risk an NDA like that.
Yeah.
Everyone seems to think it's production, but you know, I'll let them think, hey, if you want to think it's production, sure. I mean, there's a lot of different ways to find out information. The thing is, this isn't Big Brother. This isn't Dancing with the Stars. This isn't live. When your show is taped in advance,
right,
stuff is going to get out, period.
Okay, you guys, if you watch my stories, and I've also mentioned on here about a company that I love called Woo, and I told you guys about their freshies and their quickies. I'm talking about for our vajayjays, so listen up. The freshies and the quickies I love, and I mentioned before, like I said, freshies are to freshen up down there, made of natural ingredients like coconut oil and vanilla extract. Just amazing before, after sex, just to freshen up. And the quickies are their to-go version of their love oil, which is like a lubricant slash massage oil, whatever you want to use it for. So we talked about that before. You guys, some of you guys told me you're already using it. Some of you guys told me you made babies using this stuff. So now I want to tell you about their new product called Woo Vibes. It's a vibrator for your clit, and it's in a chic travel case for better sex on the go. Okay. It's really like when I got it, I didn't even realize it was a vibrator, like, because it doesn't look like one. It's so chic. It's so cute. It isn't your run of the mill black alley sex store type of vibrator that's pink and like looks like a little rabbit or whatever we know from Sex and the City. It's cute. It has white and rose gold tones, and it has a special travel case designed to keep your toy clean and discreet, not like on Housewives when, you know, Luann's suitcase started vibrating and they knew it was that. It has a heart-shaped handle, and it's really the perfect accessory for solo or partner play. Don't knock it until you tried it, you guys. Bringing vibes into the bedroom is a game changer. It has five functions. There are five different rhythms to play with until you find your perfect vibe. You know I love a good vibe. It's made with premium silicone and designed for clitoral stimulation. So love oil and vibes are BFFs. And when you're done playing, just unwrap one of those freshies to wipe your vibes, wipe your vajay, and store it back in the travel case. So easy, you guys. Like I said, this is a really chic, not like your other pink, you know, sex store you get your friend for a bachelorette vibrator. So if you guys want to try it, use code NOTSKINNY for 20% off. Woo. Okay, that's not skinny for 20% off. How has this season with Corona Times felt different to you? Were you like timid going into it that it's like filmed at one place, and how are you going to get kind of your eyes?
Yeah, I don't have as many details this season as in past seasons. It's just, it was way harder because in the past, when they travel, they're not secretive about dates. They'll go right to a different city and invite fans to come watch dates. So when those fans go and see the dates, you know who's left. So then I just go to my chart and be like, okay, when they were in this city, this many people were left. Here's who got the dates. A lot of the dates are public. So yeah, it's definitely different. When they're in one location and the whole location was closed off for Claire and Tayshia's season at La Quinta Resort, yeah, it's going to be tougher to break it down. But I think the biggest thing for people, anything, is who wins. Like, there's so many levels of spoiling in any given season. Like, there, a spoiler is who got the first impression rose.
Well, right.
I gave that. That's a spoiler. But if I only gave out who got the first impression rose, but I didn't give you who the final four was and who the winner was, you'd be like, okay, great, Steve. You gave us something that happened on the first night. Like, people want to know the ending. And that's
But people can also be really uptight about spoilers. Like, I'll watch a show like a day late and I'll recap it. And sometimes people are like, hey, I'm like, am I supposed to know? It fucking aired. It's not a spoiler if it aired already, you know? So do you get any like backlash from people that accidentally see your stuff or?
Not so much the people that accidentally hear it, because people that follow me on Twitter know. If you follow me on Twitter, I'm a spoiler. I'm the spoiler guy for The Bachelor. Like,
You
can't follow me and then complain that you read a spoiler, even though I will put in the beginning of my tweet in all caps the word spoiler. So you can still, even if a tweet pops up and you don't want to know about it, the second you see the first word, you can easily just not read it.
Right.
For me, it's more been about just so many people need to know every single detail at all moments of the day. And it's like, look, I know more about this show and this franchise than 99% of the audience that watches it. But I still don't have every single detail.
Get like DMs and emails and shit like that?
Anytime a story happens in Bachelor Nation, it just gets sent to me. And it's like, well, what do you think of this? Have you heard about this? And it's like, look, there's some things that I just haven't heard. Not even talking spoiler stuff. Like, today was a perfect example. Like, Crystal from Ari's season announced she was pregnant today, and I had 15 people send me the story. It's like,
yeah,
I'm very well aware of what's happening. I don't know what you want me to add to this story. It's like, okay, she's pregnant.
Yeah.
I didn't. I was supposed to break that she was pregnant before she did. Like, I didn't know. It's like, no, I didn't know she was pregnant. But
yeah, I didn't even know. I was like, someone sent it to me too, and I was like, I didn't even know. Like, I knew her and Goose broke up, but that was kind of very, I feel like,
quick.
We didn't get quick, and we didn't get answers. And I didn't even know she had a boyfriend, and I didn't even know she's, and apparently, I just was told, and tell me if you know anything about this, that she, her, I didn't watch her video, but it says, like, August, and did they, like, officially separate in August, too?
No, I think their announcement came in like August, but apparently they've been separated since January or February.
I see.
Yeah. So
do you know anything about that? Like why they broke up?
I don't know anything other than what they've said. Where it was just he moved back to Florida and she was still in San Diego. So I knew that. And that was going on for a few months. If you really dove into all the stories that she was posting, he was never in them and he used to be in them all the time. So there was something coming. And then it finally became like they finally made it official. But yeah, now to find out that she got knocked up fairly early into a relationship with a new guy, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's clearly this probably wasn't planned, but you know, she seems to be happy and good for her.
Do you follow them all on social media? Like every single one of them?
No. It would ruin my feed if I followed every single Bachelor person. It really would.
So do you have like favorites that you do follow that you're like, oh, I want to see what he's up to?
Yeah, I'll usually follow the lead that particular season. And then, like, I'm following Claire and Dale now. I'll follow Tayshia. It's not like they're giving anything away, but follow it just to stay up to date with. Because, look, that's part of the other thing that I was talking about. Anytime one of these people does something on their Instagram story that could give something away, or did you notice this, or did you see this in the background? It's just like people immediately send it to me. They're like, what is this all about? It's like, look, I don't know. And 99% of the time, it's nothing. People just want to dissect everything.
Wow.
It's a bit much.
So you're like, let me do my job. I know what I'm doing. I don't need your, you mean well, but so, okay. Cassie and Colton, I was like obsessed with them because I thought, now I feel bad. I used to call Colton like psycho, stalkery, all the things that he kind of, ended up being. I used to post like every picture of theirs where he's like, Cassie, I love you, Cassie, I love you, I love you. I'd be like, and he would see her and he'd hug her and you'd see her kind of like scared. I ran with that. I was like, he's obsessed with her and she doesn't even like him and whatever. And then the weirdest story breaks, and I saw actually you broke that too, because you also break like news. Like you said, it's not always spoilers. It's also Bachelor Nation updates and what's happening. And that he, first of all, did you see he deleted all of his posts? I'm sure you got that message too.
And it's funny because, but before, like a week or two before his season started airing back in January of 19, he deleted all his tweets one day. He just up and just deleted everything, every single one of his tweets. So this isn't new for him. This isn't new for him.
Yeah.
It's probably a good idea that he got off social media because he isn't great with it. And when I had him on my podcast before the Cassie stuff broke, he said, I have a love hate relationship with social media. I'm not very good at it. Yeah, I think he just wanted to probably clear himself because, look, ever since the story broke with Cassie, I'm sure he's been getting nothing but, I hadn't been to his site before he deleted everything, but I'm sure under a lot of his captions, people were just crucifying him for being a stalker and creepy and all this stuff and leave her alone. And, you know, why even have your social media up for that, you know?
Yeah, I feel bad because on one hand, you're like, of course, stalking someone, putting a GPS on their car, that's not okay. But on the other hand, you can't help but feel kind of bad for him because I was really trying to, I feel like she never loved him.
Yeah. It's tough to say. I'm not going to put that in answer for her. That was the overall, I mean, what your opinion is the opinion that a lot of people had because of the way it went down. He basically said, Tayshia, go home. Hannah G, go home. Cassie, I want you, after she had already left. So it's almost like she was put in a position where she either says yes to him or she says no and she's the biggest bitch in the world because this guy gave up so much for her. You know, she was in a position where she almost had to say yes, but it's not like they broke up 2 months later. They lasted a year, so
right
I gotta believe she was very close to him, and
yeah
I, I can't sit here and say whether she truly loved him or not.
Right. No, you're right, though, because I think after months of kind of making fun of it, I realized the part of it that you just said, that she might have, a part of it probably was also that she was too nice and he put her in a situation. Her dad was there and he's like, I want you, I want you, I want you. And she's like, okay. But anyway, let's move on to this season. Okay, you guys, you know when you go out drinking and you're like, woohoo, it's so much fun, like drinking forever. And then the next day you're like, I'll never drink again. There's a solution for that, and it doesn't include not drinking. It includes No Days Wasted and their amazing product, DHM Detox, which is a vitamin for people who like to drink. Thousands of people are using DHM Detox as their drinking partner. It's the responsible way to have a few drinks and forget about feeling like shit the fucking next day. You take two capsules after your first couple of drinks, and it goes to work. It has this whole science behind it where it helps boost your body's natural response to alcohol and break down those toxins. You guys know, if you follow me, I get headaches if I drink water the wrong way. So drinking alcohol can really mess with me, and it sucks because you want to enjoy your night out and not have to deal with shit the next day. DHM Detox is the way to fucking go. They also launched their new hydration replenisher with immune support. It is delicious. It's watermelon lemonade electrolyte drink to help you rehydrate, but also help you support your immune system. Think Pedialyte and Gatorade when you're feeling like shit, except this that goes so great with the DHM Detox. No Days Wasted has a risk-free purchases, so if you're not satisfied, you fucking return it. They'll give you your money back. It's a no-brainer. So at the very least, give them a shot. Get a refund if you're not happy. I got 20% to give you off your first order and free shipping in the U.S. Just head over to nodayswasted.co/notskinny and use promo code notskinny at checkout to try DHM Detox and, you know, drink and enjoy your life the day you're drinking, but also the next day to feel good and enjoy your day and not waste any days. Go to nodayswasted.co/notskinny and use promo code notskinny at checkout. You just said you follow Claire and Dale, and I just like got kind of like good eebie-jeebies or whatever, because watching their stories is so cringy, but I'm like addicted to it. Like their stories are cringy, but it's also, I want to watch them and I want cameras on them 24/7 and seeing her. What do you make of them?
I mean, it seems like two people in the honeymoon phase of a relationship. They're happy. She went to South Dakota. She's clearly not a cold weather girl, so she's, you know, freezing her ass off out there. They went to go, you know, they're outside of his sister's in a care facility, and they're outside the window. Like,
that was sweet. That was sweet.
They seem like they're happy.
What, you know? You're serious? You feel like Dale's into her?
I mean, if he's not, he's putting on one of the best acting jobs ever. I mean, because it's one thing, and I've said this a couple times now. If he did not want to be with her and he was not into her, he could have easily just done the proposal because it's what the show wants you to do, and then just done a 6-month, 9-month long distance relationship where they see each other on occasion, and then just been like, okay, I'm out. But he's moving to Sacramento. Like, and he's house hunting with her. Like,
wait, he's moving to Sacramento?
Yeah. He's moving. They said it in their store, in their live on Thursday night. Like, they've been house hunting and Gail is moving to Sacramento. So you wouldn't do that for somebody for clout or Instagram followers. You would just be like, yeah, we're engaged and, you know, do photo ops and go visit each other when you can and then just get out. He's moving in with her and they're buying a house, it seems like, together. That's serious stuff.
So the speculation that they talked before, I heard that you debunked that.
Yeah. Well, I debunked it because, well, number one, she has said it twice and she swore on her dead father, who's like the most important person to her in the world. If we're going to sit here and call a girl a liar who's swearing on her dead father, that's kind of a shitty thing to do.
It is. But at the same time, I was just thinking, like, if you swear on someone that's already gone, like, what, you know, what can happen?
Well, I mean, it's not like what can happen. I mean, even if she swore on sick father, nothing would have
been.
I think it's more along the lines of, you know, this season just is unprecedented because she was allowed to do something that nobody else in the history of this franchise could do, because for 4 months she was allowed to look at her guys.
Wow.
Guys that were potential to be on her season. So
how did she know? Oh, she knew because it was after they were released.
Yeah. The cast list was released and she was set to film, and that was the day COVID was declared a national pandemic. So that was the first day of filming, was March 13th, and they sent everybody home that weekend. So she had 4 months to be like, okay, these are the 25 guys that were released. I'm just going to watch them and see which guys I'm not interested in. And then she got there, and clearly Daryl was a favorite in her head. She already put him ahead of everybody else based on what she saw. And she has said that in every interview that she's done. But then Dale comes out of the limo. He's everything that she expected him to be and more. So she had made up her mind at that point. It's early. They've answered that in every interview. They had the People.com exclusive today, and everyone's like, people think you're crazy for 2 weeks. And Dale's like, look, when you know, you know. He goes, I knew when I got out of the limo.
You say that he's a good actor, but I don't think so. I don't believe him. So it feels like if I saw two people that they met, if they were like, the chemistry was crazy, I'd be like, okay, they felt, but I don't feel it from him so much. Maybe that's just what he's like, but he looks, and I feel like most people feel kind of that he looks like he's not where she is, even though you're right. If he's going to move with her and do all that shit, then that's a lot to invest for, like you said, Instagram followers.
Yeah. I mean, he could easily just continue to be Claire and Dale from the show. Yeah, we're engaged. I'm in New York. She's in Sacramento. We see each other when we can, and we'll put Instagram stories out when we're together, and then I'll ride this thing out for, 6 to 9 months, and then I'll just leave. But the fact that he's moving there, it's tough to say. It's tough to know somebody's true motives, but when I see them on their Instagram stories, he seems like he's just into her as she's into him. Like, I don't think on the show he did very well in terms of expressing his emotion.
Yeah.
I agree there, but off camera, off television, and in real life, when they were doing an Instagram live together, when they were doing interviews on the Bachelor Happy Hour podcast, when they're doing Instagram lives in South Dakota or walking around Sacramento doing lives in the car, he comes across way more natural and way more into her in those. I agree on the show. He didn't seem, it was tough.
When he did a live like a few months ago, and I remember they were like, what are your goals for the next 5 years? And he was like, I want to have my brand grow. He said all the things that made me feel like he's thirsty. You know what I mean? Like he said, like, have my brand grow and be a broadcaster. And so, I mean, you're in this for fucking 11 years. Is there really anyone that's not coming out to get clout and Instagram deals?
No, they all know now what this show can do for a career. And I don't believe anybody goes on and their sole focus and the number one goal is to find a spouse. That's like eighth on the list. It's,
well, maybe Claire.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, because Claire isn't an influencer. She was a hairstylist in Sacramento and she doesn't do a lot of ads. So you can clearly see that on her Instagram. She's not an influencer at all. But the contestants, everybody knows. And if they play dumb and pretend like it's not, they're liars.
Yeah.
But it's a byproduct of going on the show. I think I think they can all say, look, I'm open to, if they're really being honest, I think their answer is, I'd absolutely be open to falling for somebody in this process because I have seen that it does work. There are 4 bachelorettes that are still married to the person that they
chose. Who are the 4 bachelorettes?
Trista is still married. Desiree is still married. Rachel is still married. And Ashley Hebert was up until a month ago when her and JP broke up. And then JoJo and Jordan are set to get married. And there's one other one that I'm blanking on.
And also we have couples that aren't like from the lead. We have Ashley and Jared that are a couple. And
Tanner and Jade.
Oh, we have Ari and Lauren.
Yeah, Ari and Lauren. Tanner and Jade. Sean and Catherine.
Right. It can work.
You can say, look, it can work. I've seen it. It has worked in the past. But that's not the number one reason these people are going. They're going on for clout, for Instagram followers, for a change of lifestyle, to meet other people in the franchise, to get on Paradise. All these factors are way ahead of I'm going on to meet my future husband or wife.
Isn't that crazy? But you said you started this from the beginning. At the beginning, there was no Instagram.
Oh, no. Yeah, no. Instagram has been... I want to say since 2014. I want to say around Andy's season.
When you were doing it from the beginning, there was none of that. Like, I feel like the Bachelor people weren't even so much of interest to like entertainment news. Yeah. And like, so then it was kind of the real deal, like Trista and Ryan and everything.
Yeah, it's certainly, this show is 180 degrees different than what it was in the beginning.
Yeah.
In its advent in 2003 up until social media days. Like, it's an absolutely different show. I mean, Here for the Wrong Reasons is obviously a big phrase when it comes to the show. And technically everybody is not there to find love. So technically they're all there not for the right reasons, but some are just more open about it. And some are more obvious about it by the way they act on the show. They're just there to have fun. They're there to be part of this friend. Cause once you're in the show, now you can easily get access to other men and women from other seasons that you may have had an interest in, because it's an easy in to be like, hey, we both went through the same experience. You know, let's get in each other's pants. Cause that's kind of the way this thing works. It's very incestual.
It's very incestual. So Tayshia's first episode aired last night. For, I think, most people, it was like a breath of fresh air. Like, she seemed like the real, like you said, Claire, aside from if people like her or don't like her, she came in, she knew about the guys. She saw Kenny was a boy band manager of some like dumpy band in wherever the fuck. She was probably like, I'm not so into Kenny, you know? Like, she came in with preconceived notions, which no one really does. And it was such an extreme from how Tayshia came in, and she was so nice to everyone. And Claire wasn't really that nice to the guys. She was like, you haven't heard of me. You didn't Google me. You didn't watch Juan Pablo. Like, she was hard on them. Like, that Zach guy, she like made it seem like he was like sexually harassing her. So did you feel the same way watching Tayshia? Were you like,
I'm not as anti-Claire as you.
I'm not anti-Claire.
And I may be saying that because she's been on my podcast twice, but that was 3 years ago. But, you know, I think there's a lot of editing that goes on. The Zach thing, I just don't think you put your hands on a woman like that, period. Who are we to tell somebody who has been in a previously physically abusive relationship that when he touched her the way he did, that she wasn't feeling triggered? I'm not going to sit here and tell her she's not allowed to feel that way. So the Zach thing, I totally understood. But Tayshia, I don't think they're going to make as much of a story out of it as the fact, but Tayshia had the ability to look at these guys as well, because the 43 men that were released for Claire in July were released 3 days before Claire started filming her first episode. So Tayshia is a fan of this show. She's a fan of this franchise. Clearly, she looked. Now, is it going to end up being a storyline? Probably not. Not the way they made it into Claire's. But she knew who these guys were going in. And in terms of how much digging she did, and how she didn't have 4 months to look at stuff. She had maybe a full week.
Yeah.
But she had the ability to look at these guys. And especially since in her interviews, she has said, now I don't know if she's lying. I kind of think she is. I think she had a little more heads up, but she has said, from the time they called me, I had 48 hours to be at La Quinta. So if she had 48 hours, that means that she still could have looked at guys and been like, developed an early favorite just based on looks or anything she found in a Google search or anything.
How did the quarantine thing work, though? Do you know about that? Because I've been trying to figure it out. Okay, so tell us how that worked.
For Tayshia or Claire?
For Tayshia, because how did they know to bring her in and replace Claire so quickly?
Well, I think I've been told, and I've reported this, that this was the plan all along. I think, because in 4 months when the show was in quarantine, Claire is still in talks with producers every single day. They're going over scenarios and telling her, here's what we think is going to happen. Here's how we're going to have to do things. But they also knew that Claire was into Dale from before they even started their first day of film. They knew this because she told them numerous times, because she talks to them all the time and they're getting a feedback. So they knew. And I think because they were heading for a season for the first time in 40 seasons, they were heading for a season that they knew there was not going to be any travel. It was going to be in one location. So it's not going to have this exotic feel to it, that they probably needed some sort of hook, some sort of twist. So I can't prove it, but by everything that I've heard and everything that I've kind of seen, Tayshia was going to be the Bachelorette mid-season, no matter what. And I think it was because they knew they were going to be able to get Claire to leave with Dale at some point during the show. Tayshia, I also think, you know, look, before they cast Claire, there were three finalists for The Bachelorette this year. Claire, Tayshia, and Tia. Those were the three finalists. Mm. Production has talked about that. So it's not like Tayshia was out of the blue. And it's not like when they were casting men, and I don't know if you know this, but they cast the contestants before they ever declare who the lead is.
So, right, so why do they always say, so why do the contestants always say, I came here for you, I heard it was you? How can they even say that when what you're saying is kind of common knowledge?
Because they're sucking up to the production of this team. It's just they have to say things that appease production because they don't want to get on their bad side. I mean, there are some people that, you know, when Claire was announced in March and we thought her season was going to start filming in March, yeah, they recasted. I mean, I don't even remember. They recasted. They had 25 guys that were set to go in March. And then when July rolls around, they gave us 42, and only 17 of the 25 that were in the initial 25 were part of the 42. So she had 25 other guys that were on that list. And yeah, those guys had 4 months to be like, wow, I can now apply, because they were promoting it during all those greatest of all time episodes. Hey, come be on Claire's season. So they had the ability to recast for Claire, and they did. And they cast way more. And they also did the whole diverse thing because they were getting crucified for being such a white show. Yeah. It's not unbelievable.
So do you think that's maybe the reason they decided to bring Tayshia on as well?
I'm not going to sit here and say that her skin color had everything to do with it, but don't tell me that it didn't play a role, because it certainly did. Because this all happened after, you know, George Floyd and the race issues that we were having this summer. So,
yeah.
And the show being called out for being so white, and only
so white
in 15 previous Bachelorettes, or Claire was number 16, only having one person of color in the history of the show, male or female, being black. And that was Rachel. They've never had a black bachelor. I was saying it on my lives after all this stuff was going down. It ended up being like a week before they officially announced Matt. I said, look, there's zero chance. I go, I don't know who it's going to be, but there's zero chance we're getting another cookie cutter white milk toast bachelor after the shit that they're getting online right now.
Yeah.
And, you know, Instagram account starting up, Batch Diversity Instagram account, which called them out, and it got a bunch, over 150,000 signatures of people demanding more people of color in this franchise. There was no way. And then,
you know, but would you have ever, did you have any knowledge that it was going to be Matt before it was announced?
No, not for Matt.
Were there other people in there running, or was it just
I don't think
Matt?
So, because Matt was part of the initial 25 to be on Claire's season.
Right.
I think the plan was they cast Matt. Look, if COVID doesn't happen, I still think Matt's the bachelor. I think he would have lasted long enough on Claire's season, and they absolutely would have, he would have been a fan favorite, and he would have, if Claire didn't pick him, would have ended up being the bachelor. I think they cast Matt on Claire's season with the specific role in the back of their mind, as long as he does well and comes across well, we're going to have our first black bachelor, and it'll be him.
Which is interesting, at least to put him as the bachelor, because usually the leads are from other seasons.
Yeah.
And this time it's like the friend of, you know, Tyler C.
And he would have been from a previous season if COVID didn't happen, you know, because he would have been.
Right.
season. So he's like the first in a while. He's basically the first guy in a while, the first lead in, I think it's 27 seasons, 28 seasons in a row now, where the lead was on a previous season. So he's the first one in that long of period where it's, we haven't seen him on the show before. We don't know his backstory, even though we kind of do, because we saw the quarantine crew with Hannah Brown and Tyler C and all that. So we have an idea, but we haven't just seen him on the show.
So do you have any spoilers for Tayshia's season?
Yeah, no, I have her ending, and
you have her ending?
Yeah. Do we want to go over that or no?
Well, I want to. If you guys want to stop listening now. Hashtag a spoiler in all caps. Go.
So her final four are Ivan, Brendan, Zach, and Ben. Zach, the guy she went on her one-on-one date last night, she's really into, clearly.
Wait, Brendan.
Brendan. I mean, yeah, Brendan. Did I say Zach? Yeah, Brendan.
Yeah.
She went on the date with. He ends up leaving when it's down to, I think, three or four, because he, you know, he talked about his divorce last night. I guess he realizes he's just not there yet in terms of the seriousness of this show, and just not there yet. Because this is divorce. He didn't say it on the show last night, but I've been told his divorce was finalized within the last year or year and a half. So, you know, maybe it makes sense. Not ready to jump into anything. But he leaves. So Ben and Zach are her final two, and she chose Zach. As far as I know, they did not get engaged. And as far as I know, well, the thing that I don't know right now is I know she chose Zach at the end. I don't know their status right now. I don't know if they're still together and happy as clams.
Yeah.
I've been hearing mixed things that, put it this way, she was really into Brendan and distraught when he left, but she still ended up going through with it, chose Zach. And I don't want to sit here and diminish and say that, oh, Zach was second fiddle or whatever. I don't know enough. I just know she chose him at the end. I can't tell you.
You know, she chose him at the end. You know that Brendan left, and you know that they didn't leave engaged. And I've been hearing even rumors. Some girl just DM'd me that she was like in Soul Cycle with Tayshia. And I don't know that people kind of know that she's not with who she chose. That's kind of the word too.
That's what I've been hearing, which is why I say I'm not sure of her status with Zach, because I've been hearing that way more than I've been hearing, yeah, her and Zach are happy and they're great. I keep hearing stuff, rumblings that haven't been able to get like 100% confirmed, but rumblings kind of like you've heard of, like, yeah, she's not with the guy she chose. I keep hearing that constantly, but I don't know if that means she's with somebody else or she just is single and her and Zach have already broken it off. And look, and I've said this, and look, opposites attract, and we don't know everybody's situation, but what we know of those two, Zach and Tayshia, Tayshia is a social media influencer from Southern California. Zach runs a sober living facility in New York. Like, she's not, as far as I know, she's not moving to New York, and as far as I know, he's not. That's a pretty big gig to have, running a sober living facility in New York.
I know. So how does Zach fit into, like, us talking about that they all come kind of for clout? He kind of doesn't seem like the type.
Even said it on the date last night. He's like, I don't know anything. I didn't know anything about this. Like, I think Zach is pretty oblivious to the show and how it works.
Which maybe she liked that about him, you know?
And he's also divorced, which is what she took to Brendan about. Zach hasn't shared that story yet, but Zach is a major addict or former addict who's been sober for, I think, 11 years, which is why he's gotten into the job that he has. Like, big time. Like, apparently it was, like, really bad, like cocaine, heroin and stuff, like really bad. But it was years ago and he was married. So I'm sure they bond over his divorce. He's going to tell that story later on this season. He didn't tell it last night when he got a chance with her, but he tells it later on. And I'm sure that bonded them. And we even see in the promos, there's a clear promo of him saying, I'm absolutely falling in love with you and making out with her. So, so that's where we're at with that.
But it was funny when Riley, I like Riley. He's very like another one. He might not be as, like you said, oblivious as Zach, but he's also like, he's like to Tayshia, like, so what do you do? And she's like,
The way she worded it was like, she could have worded that in,
I was like, hashtag influencer. Just say it, Tayshia.
Yeah, I'm an influencer. And there's nothing wrong with it. There's plenty of former Bachelorette leads that are influencers now. Like, that's
all they do. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's all they do. But she said, I travel for work and pleasure, and I'm in the beauty and health.
Yeah. That pissed you off, I think, a little bit, no?
You're an influencer. I mean, that's all. Just say it. I mean, I don't get
just my- say it. Was she really a phlebotomist? I mean, I know they make up titles, but was she? What does that even mean?
Thank God. It's someone who draws blood.
Oh, right.
You look basically the person, the nurse that looks for a vein to draw blood. That's a phlebotomy. Phlebotomy is drawing blood from someone's veins.
I wonder if she really was.
It seems like, that's funny you heard about the Soul Cycle thing, but yeah, because before she went on Colton season, she worked at Soul Cycle in Newport Beach.
Oh.
Yeah. Where are you located?
In New York.
Here in New York. Yeah. She worked at Soul Cycle in Southern California. But I mean, I'm sure there's no way that that's completely made. I don't know why you would put phlebotomy or phlebotomist as your job if you've never done it once in your life. So I'm sure
she probably... But they put things, because like, what about that Blake guy, animal officer? What did they put for him as a title? And what is he?
Yeah. I don't even know what Blake does, but I actually think that's accurate. But the way they worded it is...
Yeah, they worded funny, because I looked at his stories one day and it was really cute because he was actually showing how to like catch, I don't know, like a mouse in a tree or something.
Yeah. I thought
he was going to be a favorite, but...
I got to believe that Tayshia at some point in her life did some sort of nursing where she did phlebotomy. That just seems like such a random thing to make.
Such a random thing.
Everything else they make up is just stupid stuff. Like phlebotomy is an actual job as opposed to dog walker or something like that. That they'd have that dog enthusiast in the past. Twins.
What did they put as Dale's job? Was it model?
I don't even remember what they put. I don't even remember, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Or they might have put former athlete. Like when they put former athlete for somebody, like that's not a job. It's not former athlete is not a job.
Right. And then at the same time, I didn't do a deep dive on this because I don't care about sports so much, but like they're all retired NFL players. And it's like, what do you do now?
Yeah. Yeah. Dale played in the NFL.
And I think it means like when you're sidelined, you're not even, I don't know if it's
Dale's just like Colton. He never played in an NFL game on a Sunday during a regular season. He was a practice squad player. It is what it is. Yeah, they just like to have fun with that.
So, Steve, after like 13 years, are you still into it? Do you get tips and you're like, oh my God, she chose Zach? And then, or are you like aloof to it? You're jaded about it now? Are you over it? Do you feel like the franchise is like, because I feel like the last, there have been a few seasons where we're not getting that typical Bachelor ending.
Yeah, I think when you're 40 seasons in, you need some sort of spice. And it seems like every season has some sort of crazy, wacky ending now.
Yeah.
And Tayshia the same. It's like your love story is the Claire Dale show. Tayshia is going to be the one that's all hot mess express, you know? Mm. It's just not going to be a standard love story. I don't think her and Zach are... But I'm not completely on record because I don't know. I've just been hearing way too many things. But all I know is that he's the guy that she chooses in the end.
That's crazy. I don't know if I'm happy that I know that now. I feel like I wish we could go back in time and I wouldn't know. So anything else that you can tell us from this season? Wild, shocking things. What about that? First of all, let's take a moment and acknowledge that it was so funny when Chris Harrison was like, which was so predictable and I didn't even have the spoiler that he would bring in new guys, but then he's like a limo full of men. And then there were like three men.
Yeah. Again, this was in the spoilers months ago. And told everybody that there were guys that were brought on for Tayshia that Claire never met. And those were the four.
Right. But they were on Claire's list. Like they were part of they weren't like brought for Tayshia.
They basically had to quarantine for 3 weeks because they were quarantining a week before Claire's season film, because that was the quarantine for this show. It was like 5 to 7 days and 3 negative tests. That's how you got on this show for anybody that showed up on set. And then those guys were already there, and then they weren't given to Claire on night one. So that means they waited 2 weeks.
Why weren't they? How did they decide?
That's part of the reason why I also believe that this was all pre-planned.
Oh.
They knew they were bringing in Tayshia, so they're like, we'll save you for Tayshia.
And they were just quarantining like around La Quinta the whole time.
They were just there and just never get to leave your room. Don't get to meet anybody else. You're just there and they're telling you we're going to bring you on later. Yeah.
That's crazy. Am I imagining, did I read somewhere that someone just tested positive on Tayshia's season or something?
Yeah. One of the four guys, Peter.
Who's Peter?
He was one of the four that came out of the limo last night.
Oh, so he tested positive?
Well, today, like this week in real time.
Oh, yeah. This week, not on the show.
Yeah, no, not on the show. He has an Instagram story up right now, or it's on his feed, saying he tested positive, and when he was coming back from his positive test, he got anxiety and got in a car crash, crashed his car.
So, oh, my God.
Yeah, double whammy.
Wait. Oh, wow. That is a double whammy.
So, yeah, that's happening. Yeah, that's real time.
So is there anything else that you are predicting to find out? Or do you think that just waiting now for the season to come to a, like you said, we had that crazy thing. It happened, it ended. And now.
Now we're back to, you know, now we're going to get, because we didn't get to know a lot of the other guys because it was right. all Claire and Dale show. So we'll get to a normal season of one-on-ones and group dates and Tayshia giving her time to those guys that she liked
yeah.
and whatnot. But, yeah, at this point, I'm just trying to find out the status of Tayshia. And
oh, that's what you want to know. So if anyone yeah. knows anything.
Yeah.
But also, she just started a podcast called Clickbait with Supermarket Joe. Hannah Ann.
You called him Supermarket Joe.
Wait, is that not what his name?
Grocery Joe, but that's so funny. They called him
Supermarket. Yeah, I changed it up. Yeah. Grocery Joe, Hannah Ann, and Tayshia. I haven't listened, but yeah, isn't it weird that Tayshia is hosting a podcast like while her season is air? I feel like it's all just like so weird.
Very weird. Yeah, it's very bizarre. And they started airing that podcast 3 weeks ago. So she had to pretend that she wasn't going to be the Bachelorette. She would like, it's just so stupid the way they
It's just so stupid. And it's also stupid. I mean, I listened to one episode of another weird grouping they did, which was Deanie Babies, Jared, and Vanessa. Now, I listened to one episode because I like stan Deanie Babies and Kaylin, and like I wanted to hear something about them. Vanessa's in Montreal or whatever. She doesn't even know what's going on. They're on a three-way, you know, awkward Zoom. I just don't get who's putting these hosts together, deciding they need three hosts for a pod. I don't know. It's just such a weird Grocery Joe, Tayshia, and Hannah Ann. I don't get it.
It's a random threesome. Everybody in Bachelor Nation seems to have a podcast now. So what are they offering us that we can't get anywhere else? Nothing really.
Yeah.
No, it's just, I have a podcast. I've had it for coming up on this next month. It'll be in 3 weeks. It'll be 4 years. I've had my podcast, and I'm not going to shit on other people for having a podcast, but when everybody in Bachelor Nation has one and they're all kind of doing the same thing, it's just like,
yeah,
how do you really differentiate? It is a random threesome. It's weird. So it is weird that the current Bachelorette has her own podcast because she's clearly not going to give anything away.
Yeah. And that's what we all want to know, right? We don't care about Tayshia. You know, they interviewed, I don't know. They were interviewing Chrishell. Now, that is, again, like, interesting because, like, it's a Bachelor Nation podcast, but now they're interviewing, like, other... So they were interviewing Chrishell, and I was just like, what is going on here? So Bachelor Nation is a ride. It's like you watch the show, but then there are all these, like you said, contestants. They're all incestuous. They're all up in each other's business. And so even if the season isn't on, you were saying you're busy on times, they have so much shit going on when it's not on.
Yeah.
And so many of them.
Yeah. No, it's getting to be too much. I don't have the time to listen to all these podcasts. I don't listen to any Bachelor Nation podcasts at all, unless it's a guest that I want to hear what they have to say. Because, you know, this show is not a fan of me. They're not going to give me their contestants. You know, if you want to hear contestants that just got eliminated or whatever, you're going to have to go to Bachelor Happy Hour or.
But you said you had Colton on your podcast.
Yeah, and that was somebody that basically just said, screw it, I don't care about this show anymore. I'm basically going to get the contestants that don't give a shit and don't want to be a part of Bachelor Nation anymore, essentially.
And you think that's – so who else besides Colton came on your show?
Oh, I mean, I've had plenty in the past, but they're all contestants from 3, 4, or 5 years ago. Mm. It's nobody who's currently under contract.
Right, because the people now are like, I don't want to risk my
I don't want to risk possibly getting not cast on Paradise. But I have – if you go back in my podcast list, you'll see I have plenty of people that have been on my podcast that got cast later on for Paradise. So it doesn't – I know they think it in their head like, oh, shit, if I go on Steve's, I'm going to get cast. But – and I can tell them till I'm blue in the face. Look, if they want you, you going on my podcast is not going to kill your chances. Trust me. But they don't buy it.
Like they had stupid Chad on Paradise, okay? You can go on Paradise even if you're kind of a fuck up.
Yeah.
So do you know anything about Matt's season? This I don't want to know. But do you know, do you have spoilers for it? Wait, it started filming, right?
They're almost done. Yeah.
They're almost done.
Yeah.
And they announced a premiere date too.
Yeah, no, it's always the first Monday in January. This will be the 14th season in a row, first Monday.
Okay. So we won't even have that big of a gap between, fun.
It's going to be maybe 2 weeks.
Oh, stop.
Yeah. Because Tayshia's got about 6 episodes left. That puts her at December 22nd. the following week is the 29th, and then he's on the 4th the following Monday. So
is it always like that too, or no?
No, because this is because of COVID. Because
Claire's
season would have been Claire's season would have aired from May until July, and then Paradise would have been right at the end of July till mid September, and then nothing from airing from September through December. But so everything just got pushed back, and they eliminated Paradise this year.
Right. So all the people on Peter's season were probably really upset they didn't get to go.
Yeah, it just means that next Paradise next summer we're gonna have to choose the cast. We're gonna have to choose from Peter's girls, Claire's guys, Matt's girls, and whoever the next Bachelorette is in March, their guys. So they're gonna have four seasons of single people to choose from. So it'll be top-notch casting for sure.
Oh, my God. Wait, one more question about Claire. Did you notice at the beginning of her season, poor Benoit, not only was he not mentioned in the history of Claire's love life, he also apparently came to film something and it was cut. And I'm just picturing Benoit coming from Canada, quarantining, filming. He put up on his story the morning of the thing. He was like, I'm going to be on. And then it wasn't. And he was not even mentioned in the history of her dating life.
Yeah, production talked about that. And they just said, for our intro of Claire's season, we just wanted to focus on the pandemic and show the process of how we got these guys here and the testing that we did. And we just didn't feel that the stuff that we filmed with Benoit, some things had to get on the cutting room floor. And that happened to be one of them.
Oh my, you could probably get Benoit.
Yeah, maybe. Probably do it.
So Steve, anything you know about Matt's season?
I mean, the only thing I've really posted spoiler wise, I mean, I told the people the location where they were filming his season, you know, a month before they filmed it. It's at the Nemacolin Woodlands Resort in Pennsylvania. It's where they filmed the episode 4 of JoJo's season.
Oh, I remember that. That's a nice result. I remember that because I think I Googled it. It was so nice.
Yeah. Chad, that was the one where Chad and Alex had the 2-on-1 where Chad got sent home. That episode where
they were in the woods.
In that episode. Oh. So, yeah.
That's a bigger resort than Claire's.
Oh, yeah. No, it's super nice. And,
yeah.
But yeah, the whole season's being filmed there, just like Claire's. And I spoiled who got the first impression rose, and I spoiled all the names of the women. I mean, they released the cast list. You know, they released 43 names back in October, but they only released the first name and last initial. And then by the end of that day, I had all 43 last names, their Instagram accounts, Facebook accounts if they had them, and then, you know, their job. First impression rose.
Do you know who wins? Oh, no, you said they didn't rap yet, so you don't.
I haven't rapped yet, yeah.
But you also posted something about him, a girl that he went on a date with while, like, Tyler C. was dating Gigi on the show, so it's kind of a Kelly and Peter situation.
Well, she was one of the 43 that was in the list, but she never made it to first night. She never got cast.
Do they always do that? Is there always a list?
Not that many. They always have alternates ready to go. But, you know, Claire had 42 that were released 3 days before her filming started. And how many guys showed up her first night? 31. So 11 never made it. Well, 4. So technically 7 never made it on because 4 ended up making it.
Right, coming later.
But they're not doing that for Matt. I don't think they added girls halfway through or whatever or a few episodes in. So he's not – I know he didn't get 43 women to start his season. They're not going to drop 43 women on.
So is it –
I'm guessing probably 30 to 33, so probably 10 to 13 of those women never made it on, and she was one that I heard didn't get cast.
Didn't get cast, so they release all the people, but then
they kind of want Bachelor Nation to do their work for them to report any stories of, oh, have you heard anything about this guy and any bad stories, and that's why they've been doing it, because they've only been doing that for the last 5 or 6 years.
So it's kind of trying to eliminate, like, weed out a little bit before the show starts.
Bad apples, yeah.
I see. Listen, Steve, you're a world of Bachelor Nation knowledge. Thank you so much for coming on. Everyone, if you don't know Reality Steve, I don't know what you're doing, and you don't watch Bachelor. You don't watch the shows. Follow him on Twitter, podcasts, Instagram.
It's all Reality Steve. At Reality Steve on Twitter, Reality Steve Instagram. Website is realitysteve.com, and my podcast is the Reality Steve Podcast.
All right, Reality Steve. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of Not Skinny But Not Fat. Follow me on Instagram at Not Skinny But Not Fat. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any episodes. Rate the podcast that you love so much on Apple Podcasts and write a little review. If you tell me you did, I'll give you a big virtual smoocheroo. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I'll see you next Tuesday.